guy who's used to breaking news, I'm going to give him some. Here's Dave Schultz of the Globe and Mail.
Geez, I wondered when you were going to get around to me, since I actually pulled over to the side of the road to be a responsible driver and talk to you about.
Well, I'm going to talk to you is what I'm going to do, and then you're going to respond. Usually I ask you what's new, what's happening. And you are you fancy yourself, and oftentimes are, the news breaker. Well, how about this? The public bond issue has failed.
The, not a big surprise.
The $100 million that the Coyote or the city of Glendale was trying to raise in order to prop up the ownership in Phoenix, the deal was going to be $170 million for the franchise, of which $70 million the new ownership would put in, and $100 million would be in this bond issue of low or no interest bonds that, you know, you can repay if you want, but really we don't expect you to repay it ever. That issue has now failed. They will go to a private bond issue. But people I talked to this morning believe there is little chance of that succeeding, which takes us back pretty much to square one. And does it become inevitable then that the Phoenix Coyotes are about to become the Winnipeg Jets?
Well, I would say it's a little premature to start jumping up and down and selling tickets in Winnipeg yet. I think everybody knew the bond issue was going to be a problem because municipal bonds right now are not the hottest thing in a pretty lukewarm bond market, I think. So they've probably got a few more things to try there. But, you know, I mean, I always thought this whole deal where they were going to hand over $100 million up front was pretty dodgy anyway. And, you know, as long as the key to all this is Gary Bettman in the NHL. I mean, they had sort of this deadline of December 31st to get a deal done, or they turn around and sell to the Winnipeg guys. Well, that came and went. And the only reason it came and went is because they still believe that there will be some sort of deal done in Glendale. And as long as they think that, they won't enforce the deadline or any kind of deadline. The only time they do enforce the deadline is when they want to put Glendale in the vise and get them to cough up money. So, you know, that could be coming, put, you know, another squeeze on Glendale. So at this point, you just have to say, well, they're going to have to try something else to get their $100 million to hand over to the guy to buy the team. I mean, I love this deal where they're giving him $197 million to buy a team for $170 million. I wish somebody had done that when I bought my house.
Well, they're not going to, because unless the private issue is successful. And I am told, I don't know that much about this kind of stuff, but I am told that it is rare that if a public issue fails, that a private issue does succeed, unless it is perceived that that issue has extraordinary value. Are you still there?
It would have to, yeah, I'm here. Somebody's buzzing me here. It would have to be a pretty good interest rate, for one thing. I mean, let's face it, Bob, if somebody came to you and said, I want you to buy these bonds, they're backed by Glendale.
Yeah.
And if you knew the slightest thing about Glendale, you'd run the other way, because that city is 250,000 people, and right now they've got somewhere in the neighborhood of potential debt obligations of $500 million. And that, a lot of that is paying back these bond things they took out to buy. Well, first there's bonds owing on the arena. That was $180 million. Then there was the that whole spring training facility they built for Jerry Reinsdorf. So it's one big mess down there. And although, you know what? There have been so many other times where I figured this team was pretty much packed up and gone, and somehow either Glendale or Gary Bettman pulled something out of the hat at the last minute. So I'm not quite ready to write them off yet. If I were Winnipeg, I'd still keep my eye on the Atlanta Thrashers.
Now, I am also told that the now you must understand that at least that the city's proposal to repay this bond comes from a variety of plans, not the least of which charging for parking at games and other events at the arena in order to recoup the money. What's interesting is I believe there's a story out there, I'm just looking for it as we speak, that $9 tickets to Coyotes games are currently being offered at half price.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, when you're not drawing flies, you got to do something. And they've been giving away tickets for a long time. And, you know, this is why I always found it hilarious that fans who are paying probably the lowest ticket prices in the league and paying zero for parking for the most part are suddenly going to turn around and agree to pay like up to $20 a night parking. I don't think so.
Well, when's the last time you played?
Glendale is going to get their money back. What a laugh!
When's the last time you paid $20 to go to an event that cost you $4.50?
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, you don't have any trouble finding places to park for $20 around the Leaf games. In fact, $20 is probably one of the more reasonable prices you find. But you're paying $4.50, but that's $450 to get into those games. So I just, you know. There is no long-term future for hockey in Glendale, but, you know, Gary Bettman and the city are doing all these things to try and make this turkey fly. And, you know, for all I know, they've probably got some more life in them yet.
By the way, in the interest of fairness, the National Hockey League has just denied the story, saying that they have independent news that nothing has, quote, unquote, fallen through. That is the end
of it. Well, yeah, you hear this all the time. Like somebody will say this one thing, they say another. And that's the one of the constants in this story is you're always trying to figure out which one's lying to you. Sometimes it's all of them. Sometimes it isn't.
Well, I can tell you that this was from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
About 10:30 this morning that I got this news. This was not secondhand information. And
well, I have no doubt that the bond issue is very difficult. And who knows? There's a point where it's like, I guess, real estate negotiation. Somebody walks away from the table and then you can report that it's dead. Well, then, and this has happened to me more than once on this story, then 10 minutes later, somebody comes back to the table and it's alive again. And then so everybody turns to you and says, what an idiot you are. You're wrong. No, 10 minutes ago, I wasn't wrong.
What do you think the next step would be if, in fact, both bond issues, both attempts, both public and private bond issues, do ultimately fail? Where do you go from there?
I honestly don't know. I'm not a financial expert. And that's how they've raised money. That's how cities have always raised money for these kind of projects all along, is they issue bonds. Well, if nobody wants to buy their bonds, I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, gone to that. Well, what's the next step? I don't know. Is it a bank could turn around and lend you $100 million? You'd have to figure out. My guess would be, well, certainly one choice would be you have to sit down with Hulsizer and the NHL and say, look, fellas, we can't pay you $100 million up front now. What if we paid you $25 million a year for the next 4 years, and that money would go to you. So you'd have to get them to agree to something like that, and that's why I say this isn't necessarily a dead issue as far as hockey in Phoenix goes.
No, I don't think there's
a lot of maneuvering to go on yet.
Well, there may well be, except it's unclear as to what that maneuvering might be.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's probably anybody's guess. The other thing with this situation now is the only people who really know what's going on are the Glendale city manager, Matthew Hulsizer, and probably Gary Bettman and Bill Daly. And none of those people tend to return my calls.
Well, they've returned. One of them has returned ours in the form of an email.
You're down your source there, Bob.
Yeah, well, he's the one who's saying that it's...
Bill Daly will say nothing has changed, right?
That's pretty much it. Independently confirmed, nothing has fallen through.
There you go. Well, if Bill Daly says it, I'm sure that's the case.
I'm sure it might be true.
Until someone else, you know, somebody on the other side of the table walks away again, who knows? It's a mug's game trying to figure out what exactly is going on with this whole thing.
Well, there's been a lot of speculation about Atlanta moving to Winnipeg. It seems to me that if Phoenix is going to fall apart, and it's also been come to my attention that Gary wanted to conclude the Phoenix deal, which he believed was going to get done this week.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been telling people it's going to get done this week, and now clearly it is not. But he wanted to get it done so that he could focus on Winnipeg. But he would not address the Winnipeg situation until Phoenix was concluded. Now Phoenix is may very well be back to square one.
Well, yeah, who knows? And you know, the whole Thrasher thing, I mean, yeah, everybody's telling me there's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes. Well, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But, you know, I also know that the whole Thrash thing is not necessarily a slam dunk either. So,
in what way?
Well, that they would automatically move to Winnipeg once the Coyote situation is settled. That, you know, I still think if someone said to me, you know, what team would you bet on will move to Winnipeg, I would still pick the Thrashers. However, there are a few things going on there, such as they have various sponsorship agreements that aren't getting, you know, aren't that easy to get out of. They also, they're not really tied to the building by a lease, and, you know, the owners do want to sell. Publicly now the owners are saying, well, we're still looking for somebody local to keep the team in Atlanta. So, you know, you throw those factors in, and it doesn't mean the team's not going anywhere, but it also means that it's not a matter of the True North guys in Winnipeg writing a check and it's done.
I'm not suggesting for a second that we're at that point. It's just that the roadmap seemed to, in public forum, seemed to be that Atlanta was going to wind up in Winnipeg. And what I'm saying is that this Phoenix situation does throw a monkey wrench into this. Because it delays the possibility, if Gary is true to his word and not dealing with Atlanta / Winnipeg until Phoenix is concluded, we are now into many weeks, probably months, before Phoenix is concluded. Gary, you know, does not want to own and operate the Phoenix Coyotes for another year. Secondly, we know that the Atlanta Thrashers would like to sell their franchise and be out of Atlanta by October, wherever they land. There's no reason to believe anybody who purchases that franchise is going to have to keep it in Atlanta. So if Atlanta goes back on the back burner, and I am told that they're not happy about being on the back burner, but if they go on the back burner again, is it possible that neither Phoenix nor Atlanta will be resolved in time for the 11-12 season? And the answer is right now, yeah, there's a big chance.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and then the one thing I've learned in this NHL, anything is possible. Draw up a scenario and it's possible. And, right now, that's basically what you just summed up is all you can really say. Something may happen. Something may not.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
There's no sense driving yourself crazy trying to figure it out.
We'll talk soon. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.